news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The rate of new coronavirus cases is surging, with new highs registering just about every day. The rolling 7-day average daily increase in coronavirus cases reached over 48,000 on Sunday, setting a record high for the 27th day in a row. A group of international experts are now warning that coronavirus can float in air droplets and is likely transmitting that way, despite the reluctance of health agencies to acknowledge the airborne nature of the virus. As U.S. coronavirus cases continue to climb and more hospitals report nearing capacity, officials across the country say states including Florida, Texas, and Arizona reopened too quickly. And in the absence of federal mandates, mayors and governors are vying for more control. Meanwhile, Iraq has seen a massive surge of coronavirus cases, and the numbers are only expected to get worse. Authorities in the Australian state of Victoria have now closed borders, placed thousands of people under lockdown, and are conducting mass testing after a sharp rise in cases. Meanwhile, Donald Trump keeps ignoring all the warnings. He held two big 4th of July events over the weekend, events that are historically nonpartisan until now. Although Trump spent very little time addressing the pandemic that's devastating our country, he did trot out a bunch of lies, like this one.
Now we have tested almost 40 million people. By so doing, we show cases, 99% of which are totally harmless.
Yeah, that's a lie. But sadly, Dr. Stephen Hahn, the head of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, repeatedly refused to comment on the lie, despite data showing that the majority of people infected with the virus show symptoms of COVID-19. Dr. Hahn, who's also a member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, was asked about Trump's latest claim in two separate interviews on Sunday, but refused to address it when asked.
Dr. Hahn, I realize this is not easy for you. You are doing, working really hard to try to protect Americans. So I just have to ask you flatly, to that end, to protect Americans, is the president wrong?
So I'm not going to get into who's right and who's wrong. What I'm going to say, Dana, is what I've said before, which is that it's a serious problem that we have. We've seen this surge in cases. We must do something to stem the tide, and we have this in our power to do it by following the guidance from the White House Task Force and the CDC.
So you won't say whether 99% of coronavirus cases are, quote, completely harmless, is true or false, what the president said at the White House last night?
Dana, what I'll say is that we have data in the White House Task Force. Those data show us that this is a serious problem. People need to take it seriously.
In other lies, Trump has boasted repeatedly that he saved 2.2 million lives from COVID-19, using a figure from a British modeling study to support his claim. Well, the lead author of that report, epidemiologist Neil Ferguson, told HuffPost that's simply not true, adding that the number of American lives ultimately lost to the disease will depend on what states do from here on out. Saying, quote, epidemics are not like hurricanes. You don't hunker down for a few days or for epidemics weeks and then they're gone. But again, let's remember the immortal words of Donald Trump.
I think we're going to be very good with the coronavirus. I think that at some point that's going to sort of just disappear, I hope.
You still believe so? Disappear?
Well, I do. Yeah, sure, at some point. And I think we're going to have a vaccine very soon, too.
Right. So the orange imposter on Friday gave a speech at the foot of Mount Rushmore in South Dakota during a controversial Independence Day celebration where many attendees were not wearing masks and ignored public health guidelines amid the coronavirus pandemic. Trump railed against cancel culture and far-left fascism? What?
There is a new far-left fascism that demands absolute allegiance. If you do not speak its language, perform its rituals, recite its mantras, and follow its commandments, then you will be censored, banished, blacklisted, persecuted, and punished.
Trump continued saying, angry mobs are not only trying to deface our sacred memorials, but unleash a violent wave of crime in our cities. He also announced he would sign an executive order to establish the National Garden of American Heroes, described as a vast outdoor park featuring statues of, quote, the greatest Americans to ever live. I have a feeling his list and my list of the greatest Americans to ever live would be completely different. So it was SCOTUS watch again on Monday. With seven decisions still to be handed down, the Supreme Court Monday morning issued just two. This is the first time the High Court has issued decisions in July since 1996. The first decision was in Barr versus American Association of Political Consultants. It was written by Brett Kavanaugh, and it was a messy decision over robocalls. And basically, the court said that Congress created a general restriction on robocalls to cell phones, but carved out an exception. The court ruling that exception is unconstitutional. They fixed the problem by separating it from the rest of the statute, begging the question, does this mean the end of those annoying robocalls to our cell phones? You'd think so, but it's complicated. So we'll have to wait and see. And the second and unfortunately final decision for the day had to do with so-called faithless electors. The Supreme Court has unanimously ruled that states are free to remove and punish presidential electors who break with their pledges to support designated candidates. Advocates for so-called faithless electors argued that the Constitution's silence on the issue should prevent states from being able to fine or swap out electors who stray from the winner of the statewide popular vote. But the justices ruled that states can use such measures to coerce electors to remain true to their commitments. In my layperson's opinion, that means they've stripped the Electoral College of the main reason it exists. So I think it's time to abolish it entirely and go for a national popular vote. Oh, by the way, one of the final group of opinions the court announced in the last week or two had to do with the controversial Atlantic Coast Pipeline, a 600-mile-long natural gas pipeline which would have gone under the Appalachian Trail. Dominion Energy and Duke Energy spent years fighting regulatory battles that went all the way to the Supreme Court, who ruled favorably for the companies just a week or two ago. But now, company officials say in a statement that other federal recent court rulings have heightened the litigation risk, extended the project's timeline, and further ballooned the cost of the project. So, it's been canceled. They said they were shutting down the project, quote, due to ongoing delays and increasing cost uncertainty, which threaten the economic viability of the project. Aw, what a shame. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.